be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Elmore and Montgomery County law enforcement officials are now working together on a homicide investigation. Kiara Battle's body was found near the Elmore Community Hospital Friday morning. The Wetumpka Police Department's initial investigation led them to believe that Battle was shot in Montgomery. State School Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey will announce his roadmap to reopening schools later this week. This will include his plans for in-person and virtual classrooms. This announcement is scheduled for Friday morning at 10 o'clock. And close to 16,000 people have now recovered from the coronavirus across the state. Health officials say at least 854 people have died. More than 30,000 people have now tested positive for the coronavirus. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The other day, I was at one of the local big box stores, and I saw a gentleman purchasing a Craftsman lawn tractor for $19.99. And I asked him, wouldn't you rather have a Hustler Zero Turn? And he said, well, sure, but I can't buy one for that price. And you know what? He's right. Until now. Hey, folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and for a limited time, while supplies last, I'm discounting up to $450 off MSRP the 34 and 42-inch dash models of Hustler zero-turn riding mowers. That means you can now buy a Hustler ZTR for only $19.99. So if you've ever wanted a ZTR but thought your yard was too small or the price was too big, the Hustler Dash for only $19.99 is the perfect solution. And with 0% interest financing or payments as low as $50 a month, now is the perfect time. Hustler and CTE Outdoor Power, I-5 at Perry Hill Road or CTEOutdoorPower.com.
You know, I talk with David Ernest all the time, and I ask him questions like, David, what's going to happen with the economy?
Look, who knows what's going to happen? That's the problem. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. So why do you want to lose your dough if you don't know?
And what about the stock market? How safe is that for investing?
If you're young, fine. Keep on using that stock market in an aggressive way. But if you're getting close to retirement, maybe you need to take a look at what we do.
And it's easy to take a look at what we do. Just call David Ernest at 279-7431.
When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
279-7431.
What about them gigantic bonuses that we add up front? Or the insurance companies do. When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
Call David Ernest today. 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Hello, folks. Ed Meese here. You may remember me as President Reagan's Attorney General and his close personal friend. I'm a big fan and a strong supporter of President Trump, and I'm also a great admirer of Jeff Sessions. Jeff was an excellent U.S. attorney under President Reagan and is one of the great conservative leaders of our time. Let me clear something up. Jeff Sessions did the right thing when he recused himself from the phony Russian investigation. The law is clear. He had to recuse. He could not legally investigate himself or the Trump campaign. If Jeff had not recused, he would have broken the law, and the Democrats would have damaged President Trump badly. Jeff Sessions is a uniquely strong man with the integrity to do the right thing even when it's hard. This is Ed Meese, Ronald Reagan's Attorney General, urging you to keep supporting President Trump and to vote for Jeff Sessions for U.S. Senate.
I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the United States Senate. I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. On a Wednesday, 272-9228. That's where we are. Do you know who's at the other end of the telephone number I'm about to give you? 334-567-9000. John Williams himself, who's on the line with us. John, welcome to the Dan Moore Show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Dan, and I'm even doing better now that I get a chance to talk with you. And, you know, I thank you again for allowing me to come on your show yesterday live. I really enjoyed hanging out with you and Joe.
We need to do that on a regular basis.
Indeed, indeed.
Well, I tell you, I'm all about that. It's a great thing. Yeah, how do you like that new number? We've had a lot of folks talking about it. You know, for years we used 567-2223, and that was a good number. But, you know, we ran across that 567-9000, and we just had to have it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's exactly what we do. So I'm going to just lead in and just say a few things about Mortgage Corp, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm going to just, you know, talk about a couple of things that we see. First off, you know, there are a lot of good companies out there. You know, in any industry, there's good and there's bad. But one of the things that we are seeing a lot of and have for quite a while is that people will actually see something on television or the internet about getting a mortgage. And the first thing they do is make an application to these folks way off somewhere else in another state, and then they send in their money. And a lot of times you have to send in up to, say, $500 for an appraisal.
What?
Yeah, up front, send in your money. And then, well, they find out later on they weren't approved. So they've just lost their hard-earned money on an appraisal on their property when they weren't approved. You know, or they tell them they were approved, and they get ready to go to closing, and there is no closing. So, you know, folks, the Internet's good for a lot of things, and there's a lot of good companies out there in the distance. But I'm going to tell you, when you have an opportunity to deal with a proven company like Mortgage Corporation of the South, right here on top of the mountain in Wetumpka, who has folks that are going to pick up the phone and take care of you, offer you the lowest rates, and even if your credit's less than perfect, we can offer you loans to help you get your equity out of your property and get back on track. Deal with someone local. Try us first. I just don't like that. You talk about integrity. You know, that's doing the right thing when no one is looking.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's what we do up here. I mean, I couldn't sleep at night. Take somebody's money and then tell them they're approved, and then later on find out, well, they paid you, but they didn't get their loan. That's just not right.
It isn't. John, I don't understand why somebody wouldn't put you on the first of their list after everything I've learned about you, because it's not going to cost you a thing for them just to talk to you and see what you can do to help them.
That's right. That's right. We don't charge money up front like that. But anyway, the folks that come to MCS, they come back time and time again, and that's what makes me happy. We've been in business 25 years. And again, we're not like any other company out there. I mean, you can do business with it if you have perfect credit and get the low rates. But more importantly, if you have less than perfect credit, you need someone to help you get back on track. That's what we do. And also, one more thing, folks, don't sweat it. If you need a loan on your automobile, let's say your car is paid for, God forbid you went out and get a title pawn on it, we can make you a loan on your automobile. You can rebuild your credit and get the cash you need to pay off whatever you owe on it, or just use the money any way you want, okay? So we do that as well. That's why it says Mortgage Corporation of the South, the complete mortgage and loan center. So that's what we do. I'll wrap up here, and unless you guys have any other questions, and just say that the number is 567-9000, 567-9000. You can also check us out online if you want to. Look around. It's mcsloans.com. Our company NMLS number is 232876, and we're an equal housing lender. So I'll get on out of here so you can get back to your
John,
show, and I'm going to keep listening. How about
you
that?
Have a great day. Audience, give him a call. He has got the financial solution for you as far as mortgages and loans. John Williams, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dan. Y'all have a great one. Talk
you
to you
too,
tomorrow.
Buddy. Soldier Boy.
What's up, gentlemen?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Looks like it's starting to rain a little bit now. It's coming out.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I guess that's a scattered thunderstorms they're predicting.
Yep.
Hey, I remember I spoke to you yesterday. I said I would hold back on the Bubba Wallace until the investigation done. Well, I guess it's done.
There you go.
And it simply amazes me. He reminds me. I'm going to call him Jesse Wallace. Because he is no different than that Jesse Smollett from Chicago.
Well, I think there's a little bit different. I think, you know, Jesse Smollett made it up. I think the Bubba Wallace basically saw something that a lot of people would not have seen.
Well, you know, I hate to say it. If I saw a Bigfoot or an alien, too, and it was that important, I'd have my smart camera and take a picture of it first and ask some other people, what do you think it looks like, you know? Not just everybody else looks at it. It's just jumping on the race bandwagon too fast.
Well, we're gonna go back and play his comments. We're gonna play the story from yesterday. We're gonna play the way the story was done today, which was not CBS, who did the story I played yesterday, had crickets on the subject. Not even mentioned. We have NBC Nightly News spent 51 seconds on it. 51 seconds.
Has anybody shown a picture of it so we can see it on the web?
There is a video of it.
From 2019.
I would like to see a picture. It's amazing nobody has a picture of it. Because, you know, in my my power garage door, I have like a little T handle there in case your motor ever breaks out, right? So you can open up your garage door. Well, that got broken, so I've had to put a rope on it, and I tied and made it like a little handle on it. Does that mean I got a noose in my garage?
Yep.
I'm scared now.
You're two levels removed from KKK.
Do you think NASCAR jumped a little too fast on this too? With this, we're behind you pushing everything.
This is a sign that Shelby still talks about. This is to me, a sign of white guilt.
Unbelievable. Exactly. And the mob rule, too. If I'm not out there helping pushing his car or whatever, you know, or polishing his shoes, I'm a racist. So they all came out, all the teams came out there and walked behind him and pushed his car.
Yep.
You know, and he's no different from Danica Patrick. He's never going to be a top 10 racer. And I feel sorry for Richard Petty because he seems like a down-to-earth guy that just loves the race and win. He doesn't want all this drama and everything, and now it's focused all on him. He can't even – he feels like he's in a corner. He can't even say one way or another. Richard's been quiet, hasn't he?
Well, he was pretty – I mean, he was out there when all the drivers were there. He gave him a big hug and all that kind of stuff. To me – and I pointed this out, and we're going to get into it when we do the story – you kind of called a little early on this, but...
a little premature, I'm sorry.
That's you. It, but...
Joey liked that one.
He did like that, but... Everybody got They reacted too quickly on this, and when he said, talked to his mother and talked about the look on his face, and then talked about that he needed to use his platform. And here's a guy who's got a Black Lives Matter car.
Yep.
And then this happens... And he sees a noose, and other people for months were using a garage. Somebody said, hey, pull the noose over there and open the garage door. Nobody said that. And it turned out he didn't see it at first. One of his crew members reported it to him.
Wow. Well, I wasn't too happy when he came out of that car like in 1972 during the Munich Olympics when the black relay team put their black power fist on the stage. Remember that?
I do. I didn't see him do it by power fist.
Well, Jesse did as soon as he got out of the car. I got it on DVR. As soon as he got out...
Jesse Smollett.
I'm not Jesse. I'm not Jesse Smollett. I'm talking Bubba Wallace. When he got out of his car...
I didn't see that. I didn't see
it. Well, it's there. I'm sure it's every place else. If I saw it on DVR when I recorded the race, because I missed it. But when he saw that and he walked straight towards the individuals that had the Black Lives Matter T-shirts on, all congregated... In front of that fence, and he went over there to thank those people, didn't thank anybody else, didn't go over to, you know, say thanks for the support and everything, and he went over there. This was all pre-orchestrated.
Okay.
And that's my feeling. But I'm going to listen to you and see what you got to hot.
Thank you. Have a good
one. Thank you, sir.
Speaking of which, let's kind of go back in time. Let's go back to yesterday, and let's do the CBS story on the NASCAR rally of rallies around Bubba Wallace. Listen
the
in.
The Justice Department is investigating.
Hold on 1 second. Listen in. Now that you know the details, listen to how the report is being done.
The Justice Department is investigating a racist message targeting the only full-time black driver in NASCAR's top circuit. Drivers show solidarity with Bubba Wallace by escorting his car onto the track before yesterday's race at Alabama's Talladega Super Speedway. On Sunday, a noose was found hanging in Wallace's garage stall at the racetrack. National correspondent Jerika Duncan reports on reaction from the racing community and from Wallace's mother.
And here's Bubba Wallace.
It was an emotional finish for Bubba Wallace at Monday's Geico 500 race. He placed 14th, but as spectators in Black Lives Matter shirts greeted him with cheers, he called the race a win.
This is probably the most badass moment right here. It's been tough.
The FBI joined the investigation into a noose found hanging in Wallace's garage stall Sunday, prompting this show of support from his peers.
All of NASCAR's drivers have rallied around Bubba Wallace.
Among those to comfort the visibly moved 26-year-old was NASCAR legend Richard Petty. Wallace drives for his racing team.
Let's go shut these haters up.
We're going to use this to rise above that.
His mother, Desiree Wallace, told us her son's story transcends racing. Bubba's cousin was killed by police in 2003. His mom says the recent deaths of Ahmaud Arbery and George Floyd sparked her son's activism.
What is it about this moment that you think gave your son that voice?
Every time a black man is killed unnecessarily, you know, we relive that. And he probably just finally realized that, you know, I have a platform, so it's time that I use it. So I am very proud of
you. I have a platform and it's time for me to use it. Very telling words. I'm going to go to a break, coming back right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now, I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
In the midst of hardship and financial insecurity, Guardian is still here to serve you, ready to help you meet your financial needs through loans, consolidated saving, digital banking options, and more. Guardian, still here to serve you. Call us at 334-244-9999 or visit myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Switch to WOW Superfast Internet 200 for $44.99 per month with a safe, contact-free installation. Their techs will call in advance, leave equipment at your door, and talk you through the process. Switch to WOW today. Stay connected. Details at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones and go to James before we get back to the CBS story on Wallace, on Bubba Wallace. James, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. God bless America. I saw a picture of the news, and it looked like a human being was standing close by. We could kind of compare it. And it looked to me like it was about maybe the size of a softball, you know, about hand size, you know, where you put your hand in.
Yeah.
And it looked like, to me, looked like a new shape. But, you know, I can imagine, and it's been there since last year or year before last. And it just, you know, I can imagine them boys sitting around, somebody says, yeah, I'll make a news about it. I don't think it's so much to do about nothing. And, I mean, I don't know what, it was just terrible. But anyway, I did see a picture of it, and it didn't look anything as terrible.
Yeah, it didn't look menacing to me.
No. According to the news, it's like that last report I heard, a noose. It sounds like this thing was hanging in the middle of their area, and it was a gigantic noose, and it was
totally overblown, no doubt about it.
Yes. But anyway, I wanted to ask you, I wanted to tell you that one of my favorite pictures of Donald Trump is the one that they took of him getting off the helicopter with his tie undone, hat in his hand.
Yep.
That man looks like he worked for a living.
There you go.
And that is one of the best pictures of any politician I have ever seen, because it looks like a human being and it looks like somebody that works. But anyway, that's my thing.
Thanks.
Y'all have a great day.
You too. Thanks for the telephone call. Let's go to story number two on the NASCAR rallies behind Bubba Wallace.
Fellow drivers echoed that call to action on Monday, including Wallace's friend Ryan Blaney, who won last night's race.
What happened was absolutely disgusting. I'm always going to stay behind him 100% of the way.
And with that kind of support, Wallace says he won't let any acts of hatred slow him down.
Sorry I'm not wearing my mask, but I wanted to show whoever it was that you're not going to take away my smile, and I'm going to keep on going.
In a call with reporters, NASCAR executives said that it's too early to give specifics about surveillance video. They said any video they have from the garage will be turned over to the FBI. But again, Gail, they would not confirm if they in fact have video of the culprit.
Well, whether they have video or not, you know that they're really working on it. But I got to say something about Bubba's mom. You can see why she's so proud, Jerika, because any time a person of color is touched by racism in this way, we all know that it really stings. It stings and it hurts. But the fact that he has come out and said, I want you to see my smile. I want you to know you are not taking me down. And his mom said, yeah, they're trying to scare you and they can't do that. I love the moment and I love the support that he's getting. It's so tender to me.
Yeah.
I love it.
His mother was great. She talked about getting a FaceTime message from him about the noose and how she said, I could see his face. I could see the disappointment. I knew that as a mom, I had to be strong in that moment. But she said after she got off the phone with her son, she went in the shower and screamed because of just everything that has transpired over the last few weeks.
Because she's still a mama bear who loves her son. But Bubba has lots of support.
Absolutely.
But did you hear how it's like he had bought into everything and they're not going to take away my smile. And mother saying to him, they're trying to get you. This is a rope that's on a door that had been there since October of 2019. And the FBI basically said, well, there was no way to determine that. Well, let's listen to to the NBC Nightly News news story last night. 51 seconds worth, boys and girls.
The FBI says tonight it is confident no crime was committed in connection with a noose found in the garage used by NASCAR star Bubba Wallace. NBC's Pete Williams joins us now. Pete, what have we found out?
Well, the FBI and the Justice Department now say it does not appear that anybody intended to express hatred for Bubba Wallace. The discovery of a noose in his NASCAR garage touched off a huge and emotional show of support for him at the track in Alabama. But now, the FBI says the noose had actually been there for at least 6 months since last October, and that Wallace was only assigned that specific garage last week. Investigators determined nobody could have known he would be assigned to that garage. Conclusion, no evidence of any federal crime. NASCAR says it was a garage door pull rope fashioned like a noose and says it's grateful to learn that this was not an intentional or racist act, Savannah.
That's it. 51 seconds. And all the energy that they put behind this thing. Now, let's listen to Bubba Wallace on the news. And this is isolated from this morning, actually, today's show.
When I did find out, I was very adamant on searching all the garages and making sure that this wasn't a garage pool. It was a garage pool, but it in fact was a noose. It was not a functioning noose, but it was a noose. And whoever had the time to create that and tie it up like that, just they were skeptical about it.
So he searched the garages to find out were there any other pulls like that. But it's been around since I there's tape of it from October 2019. Let me go to a break. Papa B, coming back to you.
The Dan Morris Show.
Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and we are working hard to get our new showroom open. But in the meantime, we are continuing to wheel and deal on everything in our other two showrooms. We have Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Sutherland, and other great mattresses, beds, headboards, and some bedroom furniture always on sale. Factories are having trouble filling orders due to shortages in raw materials. While Mr. Sandman has run out of some models, I still have mattresses in all price ranges in stock. New shipments are coming in weekly, but some products are being delayed 2 or 3 weeks. Even though there are some shortages, I am still discounting throughout my showrooms. Mr. Sandman Mattress sells a number of different adjustable bases, and we stock many extra-long twin mattresses. Mr. Sandman has been voted Montgomery's favorite mattress store since last century because we offer more choices, better prices, and excellent customer service. Our salespeople are nice and helpful, not pushy. If you need a mattress for yourself, your precious children, or a guest room, visit us Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6 on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
It's time to get outdoors and get together for those fun gatherings weddings and family reunions. Be sure to take care of all your guests with portable toilets from Alabama Dumpster Service. They're delivered where and when you need and picked up by our own fleet of trucks. Our competitive pricing means dependable, affordable, clean, portable toilets. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Once again today, another very active thunderstorm day with numerous showers and storms later on this afternoon and into the evening hours tonight. More tropical downpours, just like the last few days. We'll get up to about 86, 87 today, then low 70s tonight. Tomorrow, high temperature in the upper 80s, still a generous supply of showers and storms, maybe not as many as today. Then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, a pattern change. Storms become few and far between over the weekend, widely scattered, highs 90 to 92. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
We have some interesting stuff to talk about once we kind of finish this little story up here. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan and Joey.
How are you?
How y'all doing today? I'm doing good, man, doing good. The Bubba Wallace story, well, turns out to not be too much of anything, but, boy, there's a real desire to make it into something that it's not. And, you know, I'm always interested in the motivations behind people's actions and opinions. And so... you know, when you think about it, there's not really many good motivations that, you know, it might be for trying to continue to try to make an issue out of this. I don't follow NASCAR. I don't, you know anything about Bubba Wallace Open, you know, what's in the news here lately. But why in the world would he want to try to continue to, you know, turn the screw on this, Dan? What do you think he might
Because he's getting attention.
There you go, brother. You got it. And not only that, that attention translates into M-O-N-E-Y.
Well, what he remember, what he said to his mom is that, I have a platform, and his mother repeated that in that story. And so that's what he's doing, is he's using the platform.
Well, his motivation, I mean, it might be that pure, but, you know, if you're a skeptic like me, I think there might be more to it than that, too. But that's just, you know, speculation on my part. I mean, endorsements, advertising, additional prowess, you know, in the industry. Oh, absolutely. I think it does translate into more money. Whether he thinks of that or not, I don't know, but I think he probably does.
Yeah, I can't wait till Nike picks him up. Like the Kaepernick. It's like Kaepernick without the baggage.
Right. There you go. Well, and see, what about this rush to judgment, this, you know, desire to see a KKK hood around every, you know, under every bush and rock, you know, some kind of idea about, you know, the stigma toward, you know, the white racing culture, the NASCAR racing culture, you know, some sort of, you know, desire to be the victim, you know, and to continue this type of narrative. It kind of stinks a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it does. It's absolutely does. And, all of these things where they're talking, we are such a non-racist country that they have to make up racism. Yeah. They have to make it up.
That's right. And so, yeah, I agree with that. In fact, you know, let's look at it this way. If you are a white nationalist, you have been so marginalized that you are completely off the map.
Yep.
You don't even get the time of day. Fine. And it's the way as it should be.
Well, unless CNN wants to bring you on to interview you.
Oh, right. For 12 minutes. Right. Yeah. But you know, they can't even find the poor suckers anymore. Because they're scared to come out if there are such folks. But, you know, what about Black Lives Matter? You know, that is a black nationalist movement. They just every bit as bad, maybe worse, because they've been able to operate with impunity.
Well, don't criticize Black Lives Matter. You'll be a racist.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, whatever. You know, but there was the truth. They're steeped in Marxist doctrines and, you know, are out and doing exactly what they said they would do, which is to destroy the country. Well, you know, they set out for destruction, and they are causing destruction. They need to be stigmatized and marginalized, too, I think is what my point is. But are they going to be? I don't think so, not right now. But yeah. Possibly on into the future, we might see some of that. And they need to be. But anyway, my point's made. Dan, I'm climbing off the soapbox. I would love to talk some more about General Flynn and all this stuff.
Where do you hear what we're about to tell you guys about? So you keep tuning in. We got some good stuff for you.
All right, sir. Well, thank you so much.
Ta-ta. Let's go to Tiger.
Dan, how you doing, brother?
Tiger, I'm good.
Yeah, let me just tell you something. I went to Talladega College and also did OCS, the Alabama Military Academy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty familiar with the Super Speedway. This thing is huge.
Mm-hmm.
It's monstrous. And I think that it's completely plausible that it could have been up there and somebody could have just ignored it, even considering the fact that, you know, everything in the whole world has been closed for about 3 or 4 months now. So October of 2019 isn't a great leap. They don't always have races down there, and the same garages aren't used for everybody every time. you know, it's a massive event. But right. I just think that, you know, sure, what's been going on, I would have questions on it too. And the young man, he didn't say that he personally saw it. It was just brought to his attention.
Right.
And I don't think he did anything wrong.
No, well, here's my problem is that to say I found a noose in my garage, for a black man to say that, that means something. That has weight
well,
to it.
Well, did he find did well, he didn't say he that did, he
exactly.
found it.
Well, no, well, but see, that what he didn't do is he didn't go in and look. But he just said he went around to the other base.
He wasn't even allowed to go into the garage. Drivers weren't allowed to go in the garage. You have to consider that, too.
Tiger. The problem is how quickly we jump to something. And it was they weren't trying to find out what happened. What they were talking about was the event that they thought had happened. There's footage of it in October of 2019 during the race. There was a race then. There have been races since. They closed the track down thinking early March.
March?
Yeah, so there were races that were going on.
Yeah, but they're not the same races. Just trust me, man. That thing is a monster.
Tiger, I'm not disputing that. Matter of fact, Bubba Wallace himself said, and the FBI said, there was no way they would have known that that was going to be his bay.
And he was going to be in that garage.
So it just turned It turned out that he or somebody in his crew saw something, and their interpretation was noose.
Right. And the FBI and NASCAR said it was a noose, too. But yeah, maybe it's
well,
just one
it's
of those.
Noose by a loose definition is. I mean, noose needs to go around your neck, correct?
I've never made one. I mean,
honestly, I haven't either.
I'm not really.
You're not into that.
On a noose, know what it's like to be the underdog. I know what it's like to just be there by yourself, man. You know, and I think Richard Petty, I think he's the king, man. And if he chose this kid to drive that 43 car, I think that's kind of special.
Oh, it absolutely is. I mean, that's a special number.
I think he has it in him to be a champ, you know. So
I agree with you. And
not,
I said,
you know,
I said that yesterday,
depends.
Tiger. Tiger, I said yesterday.
Yeah, I just
don't
want him to get blamed. Yeah.
I said that yesterday. I said he has the ability. He's a handsome guy, sharp guy. I never like to use articulate. I think that's a throwaway white thing that people say.
This
is terrible. But
he's got the attributes to be a champ, but it just feels like the whole world is on his damn shoulders right now. I wish he could just get in that car and race.
You think the whole world is on his shoulders?
I think so. I think a lot more pressure is on him than other drivers right now.
Well, if it's pressure on him, it's pressure that he brought onto himself.
He welcomed that. He's a big boy.
He is a big boy.
I think he can handle it, but I don't think that the king would pick him if he wasn't up to standards.
Tiger,
I don't think he started this fire. You know, it was burning for a long time before he even got there. All right, thanks for your time, my brother.
Thanks, Tiger. Christy, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
I'm good, Chrissy. How are you?
You have struck a nerve with me today.
Uh-oh.
I am... First, let me preface what I'm fixing to say by saying I am far from a racist person.
Okay.
I also am over 50. My husband owns an auto repair shop, so I've been around cars probably for 32 years. I know the difference, and I don't know cars, but I know the difference in a rope being hung from a garage door and a noose from pictures alone. I don't know anything about the driver, nothing. I heard what he said, and I'm thinking, you're a driver in a garage. Undoubtedly, you've been driving a long time because you're driving for NASCAR and for Richard Petty. It does not make sense that he would not know the difference, even if pointed out by someone else. I just think that people have gotten to a point, and I understand that blacks are profiled at times whites are profiled at times. Depending on what you're wearing and how you're dressed, you get profiled as well. People profile because that's how they describe people. Anybody describes people. You say, he's got long hair with dreads, he's got long blonde hair, she's wearing tight pants with juicy on the butt. I don't care. It's a description. It's profiling.
You crack me up.
An FBI profiler will profile someone by the way they look, by their behavior. That's how we're described to people. That's what profiling is. I'm profiled. I'm middle-aged. Really? I'm 50. I'm going to be profiled as an older woman. I'm going to be profiled as a white woman.
Okay, we got the point. We have the point.
You know, my point is that people now are so sensitive and they're wanting white people to be guilty of something they haven't done. I'm only 50, not 150. People just need to treat people with respect. I mean, I've always treated people like I wanted to be treated. It's worked for me.
Okay.
I don't get it.
Christy, thanks for the telephone call. I got to go to a break. You have a wonderful day, my dear. Going to a break. Coming back to you guys right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784, Equal Housing Lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to John D. John D., welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday.
Hey, Dan.
What's up?
About General Flynn, I think it should not. I was just listening to Judge Knapp on Fox, and he was saying that whether this case is over quickly is based upon whether John Gleason, the former federal judge, the amicus, wants to ask for a rehearing. I think he's wrong, that nobody has any standing to ask for a rehearing of this decision. That's what's so odd about the case. I wonder maybe if Judge Sullivan can, but I don't think that he would for many different reasons. But don't be lost. It should not be lost on anybody. That court is 7-5 Democrat. One of the judges on that court, as you well know, is Merrick Garland, who was, you know, shunted aside by President Trump for a seat on the Supreme Court.
Right.
Those judges, and you may have already talked about this, if a majority of judges want to hear that case and take it themselves, they can do so.
Yeah, I have talked about that, but you're right.
Yeah. And so I'm just telling you, they stick together, okay? And sometimes conservatives don't, as we've learned the hard way, but Democrats do. And so it would not surprise me at all unless they feared a stronger rebuke from the U.S. Supreme Court. Wouldn't surprise me at all if they take that case. Also saw the breaking news about these notes that were turned over, apparently, I guess.
Yeah, we're trying to get into that. So,
okay.
Anything else?
Okay. Oh, no, that's it. I just, you know, it's just amazing Biden is in this. One final thing on Bubba Wallace.
Yeah.
You think about heroes, athletes, African-American athletes, and what they endured compared to Bubba Wallace, you know. Can you imagine being Ernie Davis and you're on a track to win the Heisman Trophy and they have you do a banquet and they give you an award and then they ask you to leave the award facility out the back door, okay, because you're African-American?
It's a different time, yep.
That is a different time. That's the stuff that rips your gut up, okay, and you think that guy had character. And that guy had integrity, okay? And you think about Jesse Owens and face down Nazi Germany. And the point being is, this guy, I felt some sympathy for him. But after today, I'm kind of like, just say it.
Yep. John D., thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate you. Let's go to Ellis. Ellis, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Hey, how y'all doing? Look, there's a key word they're leaving out of this news, and I was in a Boy Scout. I tied news, there's a title, all kinds of knots. They're leaving out Hangman's news. Hangman's news would be big enough to fit your head through. Yep. I saw a picture of this particular news, although it kind of resembles a Hangman's news. It's only enough for you to put your fingers, hand into to pull.
Exactly.
In the Boy Scouts, we had slip knots and nooses for various things.
Absolutely.
So they're leaving out a key word, hangsman's noose.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like a hangsman's noose.
That's what I said to Tigers. It wouldn't fit over your head. Fit over a doll's head, but not over a person's head.
Yeah. So it's like one of your colleagues said, much ado about nothing. So... anyway, the insanity continues.
There you go, buddy. You're absolutely right on that. Thanks for the telephone call.
All right.
Let's go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Damar Show on Wednesday.
All right, thank you very much for taking my call again. These news cycles, boy, I tell you what, they're something every day. But anyway, about Bubba Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's got their own opinion, and I got mine. I can judge it. But I don't think there's probably anyone on his team, I know I haven't, or anyone in his racing crew, has ever seen a real, as this guy said, Hangman's noose. I ever seen one. I don't think they really knew would know what one looked like if they saw it.
You know, that is a interesting point. Somebody else said the exact same thing. They said what they need to do is go down to the Legacy Museum and learn what a noose is about. If anybody has seen that, and I hope everybody sees it because it's a powerful. Powerful encounter. Before someone says black man noose, they need to go do that so they understand what that means to some people.
Yeah, and I'm sure probably nobody on his team, I don't know racial makeup of his racing team, anybody, I don't know what they're made up of, but I'm sure probably none of them have ever seen one in person. And when they saw one, they were a little concerned because, the way things are going on right now in this time and day and age, it may have jumped to conclusion and say, well, whoa, look what I see here. And it may have looked like one, but like you say, I probably never seen one.
Then they
took it and ran with it. And now I think Bubba's getting a kind of raw deal because he doesn't know what to say. He's getting caught in the middle. He doesn't know to go left or right. And we make a whole lot out of this. But I think we do that about a lot of things. If it's on this side, we jump to judgment. If it's on that side, we jump to judgment. Now everybody's crucifying him. And,
But again, what happened is they moved too fast on this thing. And I think the display and everything of all the NASCAR drivers was good. But the problem is they didn't wait because everybody on this show, everybody that has a show on the station said, Yeah, I want to wait till the stuff comes out because I know enough about the Talladega world that it's not exactly probable of what they thought happened. So they did all this reaction on something that did not have a high probability of actually had happened.
But you're probably right. There, you could be wrong. But could you see how his crew or whoever thought it could have kind of jumped to the conclusion, see that with everything that's going on now, and then somebody else took it and ran with it the wrong way?
Well, if they did, it was out of lack of knowledge and ignorance.
Like I said, if I've never seen one, don't know what it's like, right. But, you know, they're being cautious. They just didn't know.
Bubba Wallace is from Mobile, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. I think it's Mobile County, Theodore.
Right.
But, you know, again, when you have news, black man, you better know what you're talking about. I think it's a lack of knowledge, which is where the word ignorance comes from. And someone then just jumps the gun, and that's what our problem is. And everybody in this station said, wait a minute. Something's not quite right here. This doesn't add up.
And I put this not necessarily in the category of
Jussie Smollett. It's kind of crazy. In a locked area, how could this happen in a locked area and something? Like I say, somebody saw something.
Well, and there were several days.
It's interpretation.
You could see a shooting star and think of a spaceship. I could see what, you know, the interpretation of what they saw, never seen one. And I think we're crucifying and jumping glues on both sides about this thing.
And again, understand
why it happened, but didn't understand, wait a minute, it didn't have to happen this way.
It didn't have to happen that way. And again, for me and for Joey, for Greg, for other people, We all said, wait a minute, we need to kind of see what happens. This just does not seem practical. And they were doing this, just hang on, they were doing this huge national thing.
Right.
Huge story. They made a big deal out of it. They spent 51 seconds getting the correct information out, let's say. 51 seconds. CBS, okay, who I played the story from yesterday, a little while ago, they spent zero time on it.
And if people want to be pissed off at the press, at anybody, be pissed off at the press.
Media.
But I hope all of us don't fall for the okie doke.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Don't crucify this guy. Don't fall for the okie doke
Thanks, Ken. We're not Ken. Well, I'm going to disagree with you. He was a part of it.
Sure.
And he was a centerpiece of it. And somebody should have said, wait a minute, let's find out what really happened here. Junebug, others go into a break. Final hour of Damar Show on a Wednesday.